evening.
Good evening.
You're the first.
I'm the first. Okay. Are you awake?
I am awake.
Okay.
Not sure if I'm going to stay awake, but right now I'm awake.
I'm going to go mute.
Okay. Five more minutes.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. and then continue with our deep Zohar study. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yud Hei Bavate L'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Am Adonai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karenei Pasuk 296 from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Vayera, section 23. Rabbi Yitzhak Petach Wahu Masivot Mitapech Petach Bulotav Lefalam Wigomer Kutshabarihu Lefavev Sibuvin the Alma, the Ate Kumrin, the Hirin, the Merbad, Ovado, Uvatar, Mehapech Lone, the Aved Lone, Kigavna Akara. Rabbi Yitzhak then began computer jump, so give me a second. Rabbi Yitzhak then began the discussion by quoting, and it is turned around and about by his counsels. I don't know if this is supposed to be counsel with an I rather than counsels with an E. That they may do whatsoever he commands them. This means that the Holy One, blessed be he, arranges events in the world and creates destructive lights to accomplish his actions. And afterwards, he turns them around again and again in different ways. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Here is a translation of Job 37:12, which is referenced in this verse. And they turned around about by his guidance, that they may do whatsoever he commands them, upon the face of the habitable world. Is Hashem turning the negative tools, or are the people who are overwhelmed by the speed of change? Questions, comments, thoughts.
What's the meaning of speed of change?
What is the rate of change?
No, what's the meaning of speed of change? What does that mean?
Time is speeding up. Everything's going a little bit crazy, and that the old days are nicer than the current days. And it just seems overwhelming how fast the world is changing.
So, is it that we're moving faster and trying to cram everything in today's time? Because time is time. I mean, time doesn't change.
That's not true.
That's not true? Okay.
No, some days you think that the time was very fast, and other days it's going slow as molasses. What's the difference? Time doesn't change in the sense that a second is the same length of time, but it changes because of how you perceive it. There are days when you're really bored and everything runs very, very slow. And other days when everything's exciting and you're involved and you're moving from one subject to another very quickly, and you feel like that there's, you know, that time is moving fast. The time itself does not change, but our perception of time does change.
So is Hashem are we being busy with ourselves? We're being busy with ourselves, causing the time to move quick or slow down. It all depends what's occupying your mind, I guess.
Correct. It's your perception of the day. Your perception of what things happen. If you're anticipating a great event, a big party in your life, the day goes very slowly. Hashem creates all of these different actions that happen in the world. But how we perceive those actions, that's up to us.
So we can speed, we ourselves can stop time or speed up time.
Correct. And we do.
But we don't have the ability to stop time.
No, I would think we don't have the ability to stop time, but only to change our perception of it. Should we move on?
Yes, sir.
Pasuk 297. Sabev Sabuvin Leapaka Lon Vilav Keinun Kadmae Lefalam Begin Palam Divne Nasha Yemadeinun Avdin Ovadin Ake Mehapech Lon Kol Asher Yitzavim Al Pene Tevel Artsa Begin Di Ovadin Divne Nasha Mehapech Veinun Mesibot Vekol Madimu Ihu Pakeid Lon Alpene Tevel Wigomer. The translation, he asks, and what does he turn them around? And he replies, this is done by his counsel. That is, the Holy One, blessed be he, plans and schemes and invents reasons to turn things around so that they are completely changed and are not similar to what they seemed to be previously. That they may do refers to the doings of people and the ways in which they accomplish their deeds. This is how he turns things around and changes the activity of the destructive lights. and whatsoever he commands them upon the face of the world in the earth, means that even changes, that events change because the activities of people change, thereby turning around those same activities that the Holy One, blessed be He, commands them to accomplish upon the earth. And they are changed into many different forms in the world, all according to the quality of the activities of the people. With these words, Rabbi Yitzhak began the discussion to understand the issue of Ammon and Moab, and how they were formed as a result of a corrupt action, and how all the kings of Judah issued from them, even King Mashiach. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. The majority of the world assumes Mashiach will bring a miraculous process that ends in peace. Look to the root of the process, incest, between a metaphor for the evil inclination, which is Lot, and his daughters. Questions, comments, thoughts?
To me, this is, he's confusing the behavior thought and the unity of a group so that the plan of creation and the redemption can take place.
That's correct.
Is that what this is about? Because if they continue on the same path, every day in and day out, they're going to misuse the abilities and toward the evil inclination instead of the righteous ways. They get complacent. There's complacent, here. They get lazy. They get, I'm not sure if that's what this is implying.
No, that's exactly it.
And they don't work toward the tikkun of the world, or the tikkun of themselves.
Correct. And then they think they're doing good and everything's going to run smoothly and their plans
right.
are working out. And then overnight they change.
That's true. That's a very true statement. Happens every day to people.
And that's what this is discussing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shem wants you to go in a different direction, and you wouldn't go in that direction on your own because you are complacent.
That's exactly the whole issue. Why should Mashiach come? Because I want him to come? He's going to come when it's the right time. But if I perceive him being delayed, I'm going to get upset. I'm going to change the location of the actors and the actions, and the whole thing turns around. You want to think about what we've read tonight, or you want to go on to another verse?
We can think about it, or it's what I think Brandy's on the line, correct?
She is.
She may have a different opinion.
Brandy, do you want to speak, or the dogs are barking?
Well, it just depends on what Malka wants to do.
It's kind of a thinkable paragraph. Well, you can see what's happening in the world today, you know, this year versus last year. Let's just put it that way. That's more of a time frame, you know.
Right.
That's how quick the changes came about. They've been coming slowly, but all of a sudden it's here. So a lot of changes from 2019 to 2020, you know, major stuff going on. So I can understand this teaching, and it's trying to wake us up, and it's trying to put us in a different direction.
That's all true.
Yeah. So I get the lesson. There is more to learn and more in depth, and you really have to sort of stop and think about what was said and why it's this way.
Correct.
We don't
think about it. We're busy running around with our own interests, and we don't really think about why are things the way they are.
Right.
And then something happens, and we wake up, and we start asking the question, why is this happening?
Right.
Okay. Now we're almost out of time, so.
Okay.
You both have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Bye.